you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But it warns us that wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about welcoming a little child. We've talked about receiving thankfully the child that God gives. I want to read to you from Matthew 18, the first six verses. The disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them. Can't you just see Jesus looking around the crowd of people standing there? And I suppose there were parents with children in their arms. And Jesus calls this little child, and I could just see him taking his hands gently and just sort of setting that child, just facing the crowd. Verse 3 says, "He said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Think of those words. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. If you have any doubts about the child that God is giving you, you who are pregnant, think about welcoming that child as though it were Jesus himself. I know a bitter single woman who claimed that she was very glad that she didn't marry. When I asked her why, she said, "Children? Can you imagine taking the risk of having children? You might as well buy a pig in a poke, as they say in the South, a poke being a sack. You buy a pig you can't even see." Well, it's true that you don't know what kind of a child you're going to get, whether it'll be a boy or a girl, full term or not, perhaps handicapped. But none of those things are unknown to God. He loves, he creates, and sometimes he gives a child which is not, in our human view, whole. The child is handicapped. Is our trust in God to go so far as that? Yes, he's asking for extreme courage in love. He's saying, "This is my gift to you. Will you trust me? Will you receive it in my name? Will you receive him or her as though he or she were I? For a yes, Lord, though an agonized and baffled, sorrowful yes, that's what God is asking for. Are we to look at this pathetic little burden as his gift? This unfinished, partial, twisted scrap of humanity as the very child designed for us, a gift? Yes, it takes courage, perhaps extreme courage, and unshakable trust. But here's a letter of a woman who knows much more about that kind of thing than I do. She says, "My husband and I have five children, Brian 21, Andy 19, Joanna 13, Bethany 11, and Kelsey 9. Joanna was born with severe mental retardation, microcephaly, seizure disorder, blindness, etc., etc. She's unable to do anything for herself, and they say she functions at 3 or 4 months mentally. We feed her by gastrostomy tube for all her feedings. She has had countless surgeries and hospitalizations and caused many a sleepless night. But is she a person? Most assuredly. Has she a spirit which communes with God? Yes. My husband is a Christian because he was confronted with something he could not fix. My children love God and have compassion because of Joanna. We have all learned more about the heart of Christ because of her than we have from any sermon. Remember the words of Jesus, "He that receiveth you receiveth me." When Joanna was born, a Christian friend told me there may be something wrong with her mind, but you can feed her spirit. We've done this by playing Bible tapes, playing Christian music, and taking her to church. She smiles and makes noise during praise and worship. She loves it. Once when I was doing devotions, I said to the Lord, "I wish I had a prayer partner today." He spoke to my heart in a very clear way, and he said, "You have Joanna." And I was blown away, as the kids say, but I took her hand, and we prayed. Many people see Joanna and want to pray for healing. Of course, that would be wonderful, but they fail to see the countless miracles that God has granted to us. Number one, our medical insurance went into effect 4 days before she was born. Number two, wheelchairs and other equipment seem to fall out of the sky. Number three, she is just one of the kids, important, but we are not defined by having a handicapped child. We are a family who has a handicapped child, but we're not a handicapped family. I could go on for days, but I've said enough. I commend you for following God's heart and speaking the truth. It's not popular. Many people say, "How is this affecting your other children?" I answer, very well. They know that if anything ever happens to them, their family will care for them, and they will, and are loved unconditionally. Well, enough of my ramblings. Again, thanks for your broadcast. This is one mother who agrees with you, and her name is Jackie Karsh, and she sends me a sweet picture of her dear Joanna. Imagine the lessons for all of that family to learn. And what a beautiful testimony. Last fall, my husband and I were in Hungary. We were invited to have dinner at the home of a family that had 14 children. It was a memorable experience, a wonderful experience. Now, all 14 were not there. Some of them were grown up and gone. But we walked into this huge living room, which was lined all the way around the wall, just like a doctor's office, with chairs. In order to seat 16 people plus guests, that's what it takes. You can't sort of scatter them around in tasteful little conversation groups. Everybody has to be able to sit down. So we sat down. We had a wonderful time with this family. They invited us to dinner. We went downstairs to dinner. And, of course, they had an immense table. They also had a 19-year-old handicapped sister. She was in a wheelchair, and I would guess that her condition was very much like the one that I've just described in Joanna. She was blind. She was unable to speak. But the thing that was so memorable to us was to watch the way the brothers and sisters treated that 19-year-old girl. They brought her into every situation. While we were eating dinner, one of them, I think two or three of them, took turns feeding their sister in the kitchen. And then when they were finished feeding her, they brought her to the dining room door where she could sit in her wheelchair and just hear the conversation. Of course, she couldn't watch and she couldn't say anything, but she was obviously enjoying just being a part of the family. Then when the meal was over, we had to leave. And the children insisted that nobody was going anywhere until we sang. So we stood up around this large dinner table. We held hands, and they sang not only to us in Hungarian, but also in English, several hymns. And I think maybe there was even one or two in German. Well, we had a hard time tearing ourselves away from that scene. We finally got ourselves downstairs and out into the car, having bidden them all goodbye, and here they all came charging out into the driveway. singing again, and they stood around the car singing at the top of their lungs so that all the neighbors could hear. And goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Finally, we backed out the driveway, but we had to go around the block to get where we were going. And as we took the second turn, lo and behold, here was this whole crowd of kids again. They had gone through the house and were charging out the back door, pushing that wheelchair. And they brought their sister out into the middle of the street. They all stood in the middle of the street and sang to us all over again. I was so blessed to see the unselfishness of those children, the love that just prompted them to want to include her in all the fun that they had, and to see them bumping that wheelchair so exuberantly over the cobblestones was something I don't think I will ever forget as long as I live. They welcomed that child. Here was a loving family who cared for that child as though she were Jesus himself. Remember the words in Matthew 25:40. Inasmuch as you've done it for one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it for me. And Jesus will never forget.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.